Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, Murph and Andy, this is Harrison Barnes coming to you live from my camp here in Ames. Question for you guys. Sound Off is on every week, but I have to wait more than a year for Game of Thrones?
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
That's really nice of Harrison Barnes. You know, he's won a championship. He's won an Olympic gold medal, a couple state championships. You know, giving us a shout out. That's pretty cool, John.
Well, he said Murph and Andy.
Well, yeah. I mean, he grew up with the Murph and Andy version of Sound Off.
But I've been hosting this show for like 2 years. He can't stream it down in Dallas?
John, don't make it all about yourself. Can't you think about the show as a whole?
No.
I wasn't offended at all. Your chance to Sound Off live coming up. It's 515-282-9010. It's July, so there are lines open right now. Hey, Spider-Man ruled the box office this weekend, and it's a good movie. So it only makes sense that Spider-Man wins the Iowa Corn 300. Elio Castroneves wins for the first time at the Iowa Speedway. Is
first
that right?
Time at Iowa, yeah.
It seems like he's won at the Iowa Speedway.
He's
before.
Always in the top five, but he finally breaks through.
He does break through, and then he climbs the fence. 515-282-9010 to sound off that on that or whatever you like. Bobby Elliott died Saturday. He left too soon, but not before 2 decades of bravely fighting cancer. I knew Bobby, but not well. Those who are close can't say enough. Hayden Fry tells the Gazette, Elliott was a great coach, a great man, a great father. Bob Diaco says, during my life, I have met few people that possess the amount of toughness Coach Elliott had while also possessing the same amount of class. Bob Bowlesby tells the Register, Elliott was everything that is good about college athletics. Austin Arnaud writes, words can't describe how good of a person Coach E was. The most kind and influential man I've ever been around. High praise, and that's just a small sampling. 64 years is not enough, but what a legacy Bobby Elliott leaves behind. The University of Texas announced a sponsorship deal with Corona. Horns up, limes in. Silly slogan aside, it's a revenue stream. The Austin American-Statesman reports Texas made $3.1 million this past season by selling beer and wine at football games. And now this. At least Texas lifts the veil of hypocrisy. Beer drinking and beer advertising are a big part of big-time college football. Look for others to follow. July proves a long month for rabid Hawkeye football fans, which is why a long-awaited midfield logo received more than its fair share of attention. Kirk Ferentz favors a clean green field, but well done, giving fans what they want. It looks sharp, too. Have a logo that unique. Take advantage. Northern Iowa joining the Big 12 for wrestling is good for the Panthers and good for the sport in Iowa. Sure, Google Maps might blow a gigabyte trying to figure out the Big 12 wrestling footprint, but at least the Big 12 is being proactive. Had to do something. Only 4 of the conference's traditional 10 schools wrestle. And hey, it's nice having 12 schools in the Big 12, even if for just one sport.
Yeah, the Panthers are going to do just fine in the Big 12. Okay, Keith. Last week I talked about youth sports and how kids are forced to make decisions about what sports to play at a young age. I'm sure my kids will face these choices in the next 5 years. Well, this week I want to talk about a commercial that aired on Goal TV, an all-soccer channel. Deadspin's Timothy Burke tweeted it. Let's take a look.
When our children play, we are their biggest fans. When they fail, we are the first to be there for them. Order your DNA test on SoccerGenomics.com. And with a saliva sample, a genetic analysis will be performed to generate a personalized report that will help improve player development and benefit their health and well-being. Discover your genetic blueprint. Let Soccer Genomics guide you.
When our children play. What?
Okay. At first, I thought this has to be a joke, right? A Louis C.K. lookalike doing a skit about soccer DNA testing on kids? Sounds like a hazzle-dazzle skit. DNA testing and profiling to create better soccer players? But no, this is real. I went to the website, soccergenomics.com, and for $300, you can purchase a DNA testing kit, and this service will put together a training program based on your genetic potential. Which means what? If you have potential in soccer, they'll give you drills to do based on your DNA? What if you don't have any potential in soccer? Who gets to break that news to little Johnny about he'll never amount to anything in soccer? Is this really the future of sports now? DNA testing for potential? Just predetermine what sports to play before you even try? And as crazy as it sounds, I guarantee you right now, someone is watching this and wondering if Soccer Genomics can help their kid.
Yeah, can you just, the credit card is good. Oh. Yeah, so that seems a little out of control, John.
I thought last week was just kind of just, you know, talking about kids and youth sports. Now
we've already
upped it to genetic testing in 1 week?
Oh, Murph in Colfax. Hey, Murph, it looks like the Cubs could use some genetic testing on how to play baseball better right now. What do you think?
I'm hoping they get a lot better after the All-Star break.
What makes you think they're about to turn the corner, because there are some alarming trends?
I think they're coming back, hopefully.
Well, John Lester had a nightmare inning. John, it's one game, but he gave up, I don't know, how many of the runs were earned?
I think only four or five.
Okay, but so he gave up 9 or 10 runs before
they were 10 in the first, yeah, and I think a couple got on base because of errors, so it amounted to four or five earned runs, but still. I mean,
10-0.
I couldn't watch the game. I was busy, but hoping to come back. That's all I'm saying.
All right, yeah. Don't give up. It's a weak division. They're only 5.5 games.
And the good thing about baseball, you know, they got a whole second half, which amounts to what? They've already played 88 games, so, you know, 70-some games left. I mean, there's plenty of time to make up ground.
Jay is up next on Sound Off. He has some thoughts on the Iowa Corn 300. Elio Castroneves, as we just showed you, won the race on a hot day in Newton. What did you think, Jay?
Well, the wife and I went. It was our first kart race, Indy race, and it was great. We went, we drove 2 hours to get there, 2 hours to get home, and it was worth every minute. But I will say, they need to talk with their security, because at the end, they herded us all through one gate to get out to the parking lot, and it was way too hot for that.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully they can get that squared away.
I'm sure they're listening right now.
All thumbs up. So,
I'm glad you had a good experience, and I know they watched the show there, so they heard your concern about being herded through one gate, as you put it.
And the people at the Iowa Speedway do a great job. I mean, they work so hard, because it's three weekends a year that they, you know, they got the Xfinity race, then the IndyCar race, then another Xfinity race. They got a couple races mixed around it, but it's three weekends that they go per year, and as they're chowing down on Casey's pizza.
I'll tell you, John, when it's 93 degrees and I've been in a car for about 3 hours, there's nothing I want more than a hot slice of pizza. Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Tiny Ref judges this week. Nick Shell writes, I think Murph and Andy Show radio producer Andrew Downs looks like the Late Late Show's James Corden. Tiny Ref?
Downs has been on here a couple times.
Yeah, he's kind of a
look-alike.
New look-alike favorite. Ben says former Hawkeye Jared Utoff looks like Cletus from The Simpsons. I'm not sure this is intended as a compliment, but Tiny Ref, is there something to this? I guess it's a match.
Guys, we're quick to stand up for those who protect our country, but now it's time to stick up for those who protect our state. I'll explain in What's Bugging Andy next.
Follow us on Twitter at SoundOff13. Bob writes, revised Cubs win total. I gave you 105 in September, revised to 85. Hashtag need help. That's a 20-game swing.
I don't know if 85 will get him into the playoffs. Tattoo Juggalo writes, the GOAT from Iowa, Seth Rollins, lost to Bray Wyatt at WWE's Great Ball of Fire. Sad, just like my Cubs. I have no idea what that means, but the GOAT lost.
Great Ball of Fire, is that the name? Andy loves the great outdoors, but Andy is concerned.
It's what's bugging Andy.
Guys, I've gotten a lot of good feedback on the pictures I've posted on social media from my trip to Yellowstone. People loving the sight of big mammals in their natural state, of woods and mountains and rivers largely unspoiled by man. Despite our smartphones and giant TVs, we still love the feeling of watching the natural world and getting out into it. So, I was really disappointed this week to learn that, due to state revenue shortages, Iowa's Department of Natural Resources was forced to cut at least 8 very significant positions and eliminate some key departments entirely. Now, the DNR is already running short-staffed on a reduced budget, and more cutbacks could be coming as more bad news about state revenues continues to trickle in. That's a lot of technical talk, but what it really means is bad news for those of us who like to hunt, fish, camp, or hike. For those of us who consider the land and water, their plants and animals, to be something we value. The department that maintains those things, that works to keep them healthy and nice, is being starved out. Now, the DNR spokesman, Alex Murphy, claims that services won't suffer, but what else is this guy going to say? It's like a Major League Baseball GM saying he still intends to compete for a title after losing his 8 best players to free agency. The DNR is an easy target for those who don't like to be told how they can and can't hunt and fish. After all, it tells people no, and it can't hit back. But even those people know deep down inside that without good management, we wouldn't have deer. We wouldn't have pheasants and wild turkeys in Iowa. Divine intervention didn't put the trout in our streams or the trails in Ledges State Park. The DNR did. And that's what keeps them there too, through careful, well-funded management and with our cooperation. Without that, those of us who are sportsmen, outdoorsmen, will lose some things we enjoy. None of us will feel these governmental savings, but many will suffer the costs. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Up next, who's in your 5 Sears obsessions? Then later, Harrison what? Barnes pleads for another Sound Off internship. Like us on Facebook, Sound Off Nation. Chris writes, glad I got to see the Swarber show in Des Moines. Hope he kills it in Chicago and proves the doubters wrong.
They could use him. Mary writes, so sad to see Bobby has passed away. We met when he was recruiting our son to play at Iowa. He was such a great coach and wonderful human being. Rest in peace, Bobby. You fought the fight like a trooper. You will be missed. Yeah, obviously just talking about Bobby Elliott.
Yeah, outpouring of praise and love today. Who's in your 5? It's Sears Obsessions.
What are these?
These are things you're obsessed with. Number 5, Dowling Sports. But you are
just
alone.
Just because I went there. Yeah.
You went there. Number 4, disdain for LeVar Ball.
He does make me laugh sometimes, but he's just off the wall. And he's got his own reality show coming on Facebook.
Number 3, Sears Obsession, dancing. I mean, RVTV to you is just an excuse to dance in a different town every night.
Why not?
Number 2, Michael Jordan's legacy.
Oh, of course. The number 1 player of all time.
You're obsessed with this. And number 1, candy. Mm. I mean, you are obsessed with sweets. Everybody notices
it. What's going on? Who doesn't like candy?
Well, a lot of people like candy, but with you, I would say once a day you talk about candy. Like sometimes without even a reason to bring it up.
That's not a bad thing.
You are obsessed with candy. Randy's in West Des Moines. Randy, welcome to Sound Off.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I love sprees. Those are the greatest things.
Hey, on my top five underrated.
Don't get him going. Don't get him going, Randy.
You know, just want to say, you know what Andy said about the DNR, that hurts. It stinks. But what can we do? But the thing is that it's about time that the University of Iowa got the Tiger Hawk out there. Love them. Go Hawks. Cubs need help.
Cubs do need help. Yeah, they do.
The Tiger Hawk logo, as you mentioned, it's summertime, so that got a lot of play this week.
It's a silly amount.
Slow time. Like, if this happens like during football season, it's a quick mention.
But I had it in every sportscast.
And it was all over social media. Everybody's tweeting and talking about
yep.
it. But
it looks great.
It looks good.
It's small, but I think it looks good out there.
It doesn't overtake the field, because I think Kansas has a logo on some of their mm-hmm. courts and stuff that just are so big with the Jayhawk. This one's not too big, where it's just kind of right in the middle. I like that.
Yeah, Kirk Ferentz told me he likes just the clean field.
With nothing on it, yeah.
But now that they're putting down the new turf, he did give in to he's not the only one that has a decision, but I'll bet he had the biggest say.
Yeah.
And fans are happy about it.
Now we just need the water tower, right?
Randy is in Urbandale. Randy, what do you think about the Cubs? A lot of people are already counting them out.
Speaking of the Cubs, Dodgers, or I think the Mets are in the picture. Who gets Verlander?
Who gets Verlander? See, the question is, what do you have to give up to get him? That's the thing. Because is he really a top-flight pitcher anymore? I feel like he's gone down a little
He
bit.
Was last year.
Yeah,
he's off this year.
Yeah.
He was still one of the best pitchers in baseball last year and the seasons before that. I did read an article today that said that I think it was in the Detroit Free Press, but it was saying that they think the Cubs going after Verlander mm-hmm. is just smoke, not fire, that they really are not ready to deal prospects for him.
I see that, too. I mean, unless they have a lot of prospects to burn, and I mean, do they really think that this is the team this year that can get back to the World Series? I just don't know. Now, they're in a division with the Brewers leading by only 5.5 that's a little weak, so they still have a shot. They're not chasing someone that's 12 games ahead
right.
of them. So they have a shot in this division. No one expected the Brewers to be on top.
Get hot at the right time, you can still win the World yeah. Series. The Cardinals did it years ago, won 87 games. When mm-hmm. it is the wild card, won the World Series. The Hawkeyes will have two running backs who rushed for more than 1,000 yards this past season. That's part of Face Off next. Plus more live calls, 515-282-9010. You can email the show, soundoff at whotv.com. I think it's great the Iowa Speedway gets Xfinity and IndyCar races, but I've noticed a considerable drop in attendance on TV. Neither race this year has been close to full. Not sure if it's waning interest or people are just too busy. Hopefully it turns around. It's a great track. Roger in Polk City.
They always put it on a good time there, too. So, yeah, get people out there for the final Xfinity race. Time to bounce around some more topics. We call it Face Off. Keith, Iowa football picked up a graduate transfer this week, running back James Butler. Butler rushed for 1,300 yards last season at Nevada and can play right away. For July, this is a grand slam in Game 7, a huge get for Kirk Ferentz.
It's a touchdown, Iowa. You're mixing your metaphors, John. Butler knows Akram Wadley is the man, but Wadley needs help, mm-hmm. and Butler is considered an NFL prospect. With Iowa's passing game a big question mark, I agree. This is a big get for the Hawks.
Yeah, the Cubs head to the All-Star break 43-45, 5.5 games back of the Brewers in the NL Central. The common feeling is Chicago will eventually turn it around and make a run. I'm not so sure. Team ERA over 4, third worst batting average in all of baseball. The division is weak, but I'm going no on playoffs. You?
I still think the Cubs squeak into the playoffs, but the struggle is real. Pitchers have lost velocity. Defense is weaker. Slumps won't stop. So the dynasty may not happen, but come on. How many Cubs fans said, just once, I want them to win it all. Is that too much to ask? Well, they won it all, so, you know, relax.
They got one.
Yeah, they won it.
They're good for this year. Forecast this week calls for temps in the 90s. No rain. One would assume it's state softball week, right?
Right.
No, but that starts on the 17th. So does this mean the weather will be perfect before the state softball tournament, like in the 80s, 70s?
No, this must mean back-to-back weeks with temps in the 90s or that next week will be over 100 each day. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't want that. There was a noticeable difference this year for the 4th of July. Fireworks galore. Lots of complaints, though. I'm not a big fireworks guy. We took the kids to see a professional show, and that's good for me. You think people are rethinking this new law?
I am. I love fireworks, but our dogs now need therapy, and I saw far too many small kids lighting fireworks. Our neighborhood sounded like the Gulf War.
All over the place.
It was fun, but a little scary. Over, under, John?
Overrated, Aaron Rodgers, Packer. He's good, but is he that good?
Underrated, Aaron Rodgers, Patriot. Just another guy who loves the greatest country in the world. This photo is almost enough to make me believe Rodgers would drink a Busch Light instead of Cabernet Sauvignon.
That's a good picture right there.
Almost. All right, Tiny Ref has been busy tonight. Is he? Yep.
Oh, he's still here.
Hey, boys.
You all right?
1 minute. 1 minute.
He's always out of breath for some reason.
I've noticed that he races too.
And
we got to get to the sound off, send off, but not before we give Cheezer the last word. Cheezer, how are you, sir?
Good. The Royals just got swept by the Dodgers, but I think we'll still squeak into the playoffs. I'm sorry to hear about Bob Elliott, but I had a great night last night. I went up to Pinch Warmers in Ankeny. I ordered a real nice bacon cheeseburger, and then I headed out to Westland to Woman's Pub, and I got a couple of Chicks' numbers.
Hey, congratulations on that, Cheezer.
A bacon cheeseburger and numbers from Chicks.
He's just another night for Cheezer. He's the human remote control. That'll do it for us. We're back next week. We hope you are, too.
We leave you with the sound-off, send-off. Harrison Barnes wants one more shot.
Keith, I'm just wondering, when am I going to get my official invite to sound-off? I think the last time I had an internship there, had some positive reviews. I felt like, you know, I was going to get maybe a job or at least another internship, and about 7 years later, still waiting on that call.
Hey, Keith. You know, I was hoping to get more out of this internship. The only thing I've done so far is play for the station basketball team.
Oh, you want to be treated like any other intern? We'll put you to work.
Thank you for calling Pizza Hut. This is speaking. How may I help you? Hello.
Yes, I'd like to order 12 anchovy pizzas for delivery to the KCCI newsroom. My name? Mike Krzyzewski.
You've got that nice bend, and then you pull it down.
Real nice and tight.
Yeah, perfect. Bend that thing up. That's how you wear a hat.
All right, you're in the NBA now. Things have changed. So no matter what the media asks, write this down. You just tell them, I'm just here to help the team win. I just happen to be playing for the great city of Golden State. Write that down.
No, thanks, man. That's been on for like a year.
That's pretty good. Let's have you do this every night from 7 to 9 to entertain the staff.
All right, Harrison, so we're just going to practice a sportscast here. We got the shot all set, so you just step in there and get it started.
Tonight on sports,
Harrison Barnes joins us now with sports. And Harrison, what do you got for us tonight?
A lot of Warriors basketball.
And anything else?
That's it.
Just Warriors basketball.